When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here are your clips from this the Gruden thing with Bussin' with the Boys. I left them long because it makes no sense to clip them. This is talking about the rivalry with Andy Reid, the coaching rivalry under Mike Holmgren in Green Bay.
We had this big board. Me and Mariucci and Andy Reid were young coaches at the time, and we would put the plays on the board with the formations, and these are the plays that we think should be in the game plan. And Holmgren would be doing his thing. He'd come in, he'd sit there and look at the board, and in a different color would be a new play. And Holmgren was always, like, whose play is that? Andy goes, that's my play. That's 69 handoff solid. You get on the board and draw it. Mike would put it in. And Andy would, like, look at me and Mooch, like, I'm smarter than you guys.
Yeah, because the play would go into the game plan. And he also started this by saying Andy Reid was clearly Holmgren's pet.
Yeah.
Really liked him. Here he is talking about when his play would get used against the Bears back in 1994.
So now we're not playing good. And people are starting to get on Holmgren's ass a little bit. So we go into the room. There's all the plays. And there's this play called Fox 3, fullback slide, 58, all go Z search. Holmgren's like, what are those plays? I go, those are my two plays. And I had a cut up. And I, oh, you know, it's pouring down rain. The worst night in the history of football. Third and two, early in the game, Holmgren calls. Red left, fake Fox 3, naked right, fullback slide. I swear to God, Brett Favre kept it, runs it in, longest touchdown run of his career, 36 yards on Monday Night Football. I'm on the sidelines. I'm not saying anything, but I'm like, God damn, that's my play.
And guess what? I did go back and find.
And Favre on a roll. He's going to run it for a first down. And Brett Favre takes off. It's inside the 20, inside the 10, and dives in. Oh.
Keep in mind, 1994, Al Michaels doing the game 30 years ago.
Unbelievable.
And then, John Gruden remembers it like it was yesterday.
He did, exactly that way. And here he was talking about getting praise after the game.
So we get on the plane, and Holmgren's sitting in the front with Ron Wolf, the GM, and I'm in the back. I'll never forget this. I got my beer, and I'm drinking it. I'm thinking, God damn, well, that was the greatest day of my life. Holmgren turns around. He goes, hey, Gruber. He calls me Gruber. Hey, Gruber, come down here. I walk down the thing. I sit next to him. He goes, game ball. Hell of a job. I turn around. I walk back to my seat. I see Andy Reid, and I go, game ball.
So very cool story. It all involved all these high-name coaches.
That's great.
And then, so now you take it, that was Al Michaels in 1994 doing NFL football. Here's Al Michaels in 2024. I wonder if he ever thought he'd be reading promos like this.
From YouTube megastar, Mr. Beast, comes the most insane competition series ever made. 1,000 players will battle for a $5 million prize. Don't miss Beast Games, new episode weekly only on Prime Video.
And that's not Marshawn Lynch, that's Mr. Beast. So that was on Amazon Prime last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw someone talking about, like, the YouTube stuff and how Mr. Beast, as great as he's been for YouTube and, like, has changed a lot of people's lives, but it's almost ruined everybody else's content because he does these things that you just can't match, like, and everybody's desensitized to it. You know, I'll be like, oh, you know, I just gave this guy randomly $10 million. Yeah. And it's like when everybody else tries to do content, they're like, oh, well, that sucks because Mr. Beast just gave that guy $10 million and you're doing nothing. So
I will say, on a much smaller scale, and I think Al will agree with this, when we used to go to casinos with Craig and see the amounts of money he was gambling and winning, when we would then go and win, let's say, $600, I would walk out like, I won $600.
Is that that big of a deal?
But it was.
For you, yes,
but it was. But desensitized to the numbers because of what we used to see.
Yeah.
Crazy. Here's one more from Al Michaels 2024, which Al Michaels 1994 might have only, let's say, made a reference to, but couldn't exactly come out and do it this way.
Chargers have been to one Super Bowl and got skunked by Steve Young, 6 touchdown passes, and they won 49-26. But at the end of the game, and I did that game, the Chargers almost covered.
Oh, really?
It was a pass into the end zone. It was an 18-point spread. Anyway.
You weren't talking about that at all.
Not at that point, I wasn't allowed to.
But he is now.
You know, wow. I was the halftime interview at for that Super Bowl on ABC.
An 18-point spread in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was crazy. Steve Young was just on fire.
Yeah, I remember that AFC Championship game when the Chargers went into Three Rivers and shocked the Steelers. I mean, with Stan Humphries and Natron Means and Alfred Papunu, it was like the weirdest team in the world. And they were not supposed to beat the Steelers. And they did. And it was like an unseasonably warm day, too. It was like 65 degrees in Pittsburgh in January. It's like the one of the weirdest days in Steelers history.
When you want it to be 20 against that team.
Yeah. And, do not bring that game up to Bill Cowher.
Oh, I can imagine.
Not a good one.
And you said you were the halftime interview, or you did the interview at halftime?
I think I was, like, part of the halftime. I felt like I was in the booth. Not with the guys calling the game, but as a guest analyst. The other thing, too, is my college coach, Bobby Ross, was the head coach of the San Diego Chargers.
Imagine doing so much in your life that you forget about what you were doing during a Super Bowl. Like, that's where you're at.
Yeah.
Like, everybody else who get that opportunity be like, this is what I did. I did this. I did that. I just remembers it like Gruden, you know?
Every moment
like,
of it.
Like, you know, I don't know what I was doing during that Super Bowl. It was only 50 of them that I've been a part of over the years.
I've been a part of them, 20 of them.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, the other interesting thing was when I was playing for the Bengals, we got knocked out of the playoffs, and it was that Houston at Buffalo game. And I was on ABC that day as an in-studio analyst. And Houston races out to that big lead. And I said at halftime, I said, don't turn the TV off, folks. Because the last
time. Did you
time,
really?
Yeah. Yes. And I said, and the reason, because my rookie year in Cincinnati, Frank Reich was the quarterback at Maryland with Stan Gelbaugh. Frank replaced Stan at halftime of a game against the University of Miami and led back one. The biggest comeback in college football history. And I missed the second half of that.
Wow.
Because I turned the TV off. I was so pissed. And I went out and bought a house in Kentucky. So I come back and I'm told that, Frank Reich led an incredible comeback. So fast forward to when they were playing Houston in the playoffs, I said, look, man, I turned the TV off one time on this guy. I'm never doing it again.
Wow.
So don't turn your TV off.
Well, you were
sure
right.
Sure enough, they came back and won.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.